Second half of the grind.
Don't
really the halfway point for the whole week. Wednesday, 8:26 on 590 The Fan. Tim McKernan, Jim Hayes, Martin Kilcoin with you. Only a couple of home games left, three to be exact, and we're still having the old tailgate party. We'll bring the party to you. KFNS.com is where you go to find out all the information. To find out more, you can register to win our tailgate party. We got to do our pregame shows this Sunday. It's a 3 o'clock game, and we have a show at 10:30 and then again at 2. So the 10:30 one, we're taking it outdoors, hanging with the people over there. There's a lot at Broadway and Biddle. You think that's a good idea, bad idea? Be out there with the people?
I think it's a great idea. I'm glad I don't have to do it, but I think it's a great idea.
hanging with the people is a good idea for you.
Just is in his element when he's around just the folks.
Like bratwurst and beer. What could you want? It's fake nice Wednesday for me. I'm going to go back to being very polite.
That
although
didn't last very long.
I made it, what, about 20 minutes?
Yep.
Terrific. I want to get along with everybody. I don't want any hate mail, any hate emails. Everybody's the best.
By the way, I want to break a little story here. It's really a follow-up.
Terrific. But, spectacular.
I've confirmed that John Mabry did not shoot the deer.
You don't know that.
You got video of somebody else shooting it?
I asked him point blank, and he said no. And he actually was kind of funny because he was like, no, he actually gave me an alibi. No, I wasn't even in the city. So maybe he's a little too guilty.
Maybe he hired Murphy, the bullpen catcher, to shoot it and fix it.
Beards. Why can't people with beards just stay home?
Was he aware that he was a true suspect and all that?
No, he seemed alarmed by it, actually.
So you spent time at Mabe's house yesterday.
He doesn't listen to the show.
Good for him. His wife does. She's on board.
Yeah.
If she's on board with the show, that also means she's on board with Travis Knight.
I don't know about that part.
Did they have any posters around the house?
Actually, they did, but it was the Travis Knight from UConn. It was the other Travis Knight.
That's not the real Travis Knight.
We can talk to the people because the callers are terrific. We welcome them to come on board.
969-0590. Your thoughts on Mike Martz. Michael Irvin, what do you think? Channel 2 is interviewing Jesus Christ right now. Your thoughts on that? 969-0590.
That's actually a true story. If you flip on the dial right now. Hey, Budweiser Mike, what up?
What's up, Hoosiers?
There he is.
What's up, Kent?
Hey.
What's going on? How you guys been?
We've been good. Where have you been?
I just been hanging out, chilling.
That's working? You've been working?
Sleeping late? No, I'm not working.
Good for you.
Our producer.
I'm heading up to the airport here soon to go to Bosnia for a month.
No, you're not.
Yes.
Why Bosnia?
I'm going with a friend of mine.
But
just,
why?
Just to hang out?
Just to hang out. Shoot it.
What's Get going on? So obviously, there's something going on. What's going on in Bosnia?
Nothing, man. Just hanging out, shooting it, getting wasted.
Of all the places you could go, though, why Bosnia?
There's an REO Speedwagon concert there.
We're going to go back and visit his family.
I got to tell you, I hear from guys that if you go to Eastern Europe, it's a great, easy place for Americans to get laid. I had no idea.
Yeah, Polish women are supposed to be the most beautiful.
To get laid in Bosnia.
Polish Absolutely. Women are supposed to be the most beautiful?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Who told you that?
Beautiful women.
I don't know.
Yep.
Who said that?
No, seriously. And they're all blonde, blue-eyed, the Polish women. Hey, get on some
webs. McKernan's right.
Never heard
McKernan's
that.
Right. See? Budweiser Mike's got it figured out.
He's on board.
Yep.
He's got it all figured out. So how can you afford to go to Bosnia if you don't have a job?
Oh, my buddy's paying for it. Yeah. He's rich. Rich Bosnian.
Don't you have a girlfriend?
Name's Elvis. What?
Don't you have
a girlfriend?
Yeah.
She's going with us.
Nice. You going to swing?
Yep. I'm a swinger. I'm into the threesomes, foursomes, whatever happens.
That's hot. Come on over for the holidays.
Sevensomes?
Hell yeah, McKernan.
How are you going to keep track of the blues when you're
there'd
over in Bosnia?
There'd be nothing that would get me more turned on than looking over my bedroom and seeing Budweiser Mike in the corner.
You have a fantasy of you, Pelosi, in a pool, and then all of a sudden Budweiser Mike comes over and says, how's the water, fellas?
Hello.
That's hot, man. That's real hot. I'll be right back.
That is hot, man.
So you're going to miss the holidays?
Yep.
So how long is this?
Family. Huh?
How long is this stay in Bosnia?
I'll be back on the 3rd of January.
That's a long trip.
You're going to miss the Mizzou Bowl.
Yep. Mizzou sucks. The Blues suck.
But the Rams
Martz is coming back. That's awesome.
Who's coming back?
Mike Martz.
Yeah, don't you read the paper?
He'll be back.
No, not this old coach. No way,
Jose. You
guys
don't want him back? Cat, you want him back?
Nah, I've seen enough.
Seen enough?
I'm good, thanks. What if John Schrott just tells his agent? I'm good, thanks. All right, Mike, have a great time over in Bosnia.
Bring us back a souvenir.
I will. I'll bring you back a souvenir.
All right.
Sweet.
All right, McKernan.
Peace in the Middle East.
I'll talk to you later, you big Hoosier.
Thank you.
See ya.
Enjoy Bosnia.
See ya.
Boy, really, it used to be just all about the cat. Now he's kind of fixating on you,
Well,
Tim.
Because I offered a sex party.
with five of them, six of them, seven of them.
You know, sometime I think your mouth is going to get you into trouble. You're going to be having a lovely...
What do you mean?
A lovely dip in the pool, and all of a sudden, 10 guys in Speedos are going to jump in and maul you. That's, Tim's like, that's trouble?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, is that a problem?
I have this theory that I'm going to walk into a bar in South City, and some guys are going to come up and deck me. Yeah, I was the guy at the gravy bowl you called fat. I'm like, oh... Hey, I'm the guy who has that house you were making fun of. Get clocked.
Our program director, Rob Weingarten, informed us yesterday in our little post-show meeting that a woman called the station, talked to him. He fields all the complaints, I guess, and wanted to sue the station because we were making fun of the Hoosiers.
Fred Bird's garage sale.
That went to Fred Bird's garage sale, and she was going to file a lawsuit. I'm already dealing with one frivolous lawsuit. I guess I might as well deal with another.
What's frivolous about that one?
That's a good point. I take it all back. My apologies if I offended anybody.
I think they have good legal ground to stand on.
Yes, what is this case about? Well, these guys are on the radio, and they said we was Hoosiers over there.
We were buying seat backs, you know, for $250. Can't pay no rent. Got the seat backs.
Did they name you by name? Well, no, but a lot of people heard it that knew I was there and were upset about it.
Oh,
people in my neighborhood were awful upset about it.
You know what I do? I piss on the thin-skinned.
Is that good for your skin? Is that kind of like the Tavares deal?
No, for me, it relieves me.
Really works out, huh? It's 5-9 to the fan, the morning grind. Joel, you're on the program.
Dude, y'all would love the Balkans. I've been there wearing a military hat, of course, but the booze is cheap.
Mm-hmm.
The women are absolutely drop-dead gorgeous. They got these little thin waists, these little bit bigger tops, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got fabulous. The only thing is, fleece. They've all got jacked-up teeth.
Well,
hygiene's important, though.
Were you in the military, or were you just wearing the hat?
I was, and I am.
Godspeed.
Didn't the Balkans sing the theme to Friends?
They sang Afternoon Delight.
That was it.
Oh, Balkans. Actually, they're going to be at the Casino Queen, acoustic version.
So, Joel, if I'm planning a family trip for me and my wife, where would you recommend
family
us?
Family man, family plan.
Thank you. Where would you recommend us going in the Balkans?
The family plan, go to Disney. If you want by yourself, go to the Balkans.
Yeah, but my wife
narrow it down inside the Balkans. We're not playing a game of Risk here.
Exactly.
Go to the bigger cities, Sarajevo, some of those places.
Didn't they drag Milosevic's body through Sarajevo like 2 years ago?
I think he's still being tried, so I don't think that he's going that quite
Then who's
quite
the guy
yet?
That got that dragged through the street? Producer Joe. Okay, yeah, so I'm sorry.
A different time.
I think
Prague is supposed to be a shooting match.
Is that near the Balkans?
Actually, as I said that, Producer Joe's typing it on the board. That makes me
How
disturbed.
How the hell does he know?
But in one of these countries, can't you just, like, disappear? Americans get killed? Or
if I was running from the law, that's the first place I'd go.
Prague?
Any of them. Go to the Balkans.
Michael Corleone, you saw what he did.
It's totally lawless over there.
He didn't go to Prague.
he went to Sicily.
Went to
Tom Lawless is living in Prague?
He is.
Wow, I didn't know that. All right, thanks, Joel.
Maybe Mike Mark should go there.
Yes. His agent says, yeah, he'd love to go to Prague. Well, no. He doesn't want to go to Prague. Who said that? Well, you did yesterday. No, not this old coach.
No, that's a leap to say he's going to go to Prague. He was thinking about Prague.
He wouldn't be making that leap. It's the Morning Grind, 5-9 to the fan. We got the old people involved here.
Why don't you go to Mike Lee's call?
I was not able to go
Do
to Mike
it.
Lee's birthday
Mike
party.
Mike Lee, friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Had a birthday party. It was his 37th birthday. And you kept saying on the air, like, you're this man of the people. I'll go to his birthday party. He was all excited. He kept calling in.
Well,
the time comes, and you don't show up.
Poor guy has a birthday party, invites you. Means a lot if you show up. Mr. Big Shot.
Sitting by the phone.
Mr. Big TV, man.
Waiting for Bob Lamont to not call me back. And I get a call, and actually Mike called from the restaurant. He said, here, talk to Ozzy. And Ozzy goes, Martin, where are you?
You were on the phone with Ozzy
Smith. The Hall of Famer. And I said, I'm stuck at work.
What was Ozzy's take on the festivities?
He was having a good old time.
Uh-huh.
Mike Lee, what up?
Hey, where were you yesterday, man?
I was at work. Remember, you called me.
Yeah, you know, Ozzy was eating with me last night.
What'd you eat?
Yeah, what'd you eat?
What's that?
What'd you eat?
I eat some chicken rings. Some
chicken
like
rings?
That.
I love the chicken rings.
How was the party, Mike?
His new girlfriend is there. His stupid new girlfriend.
What's wrong with his girlfriend, Michael? What's wrong with his girlfriend?
I like his old one, man.
Well,
what was
maybe
the
he
did she have bigger breasts?
Maybe
no.
He didn't consult with you, did he, Mike?
I like his old one better.
Okay.
Speaking noon.
It's okay to make a chicken.
Oh, is that right? Like February 16th.
Mike Lee.
Can't get into it.
It's okay
so you had a great birthday party,
joke.
Did you?
What's that?
You had a great birthday party?
Yeah. You heard, my friend Funk called you over there. Talk to Ozzie Smith. You heard that?
Yeah, I know. Actually, you called me.
Hey, Mike, doesn't Martin suck?
Yeah, I got a new cell phone right now. He gave it to me.
For Martin?
I got Ozzie's new cell phone right now.
All
right,
give it out in the air. Do it.
He gave it to me.
What is that number?
Go ahead. Give it out.
All right, Mike, happy birthday to you. We got to run here. We got a full board.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody wants to talk about Slu basketball and Mizzou basketball. Everybody's talking about it.
Why don't you go out and get him one of those Tongue Me Down t-shirts, run it over to the house.
Got to tell you, I went last year and there were like 20 people sitting around a table.
Who
Ozzie's
are these people?
There.
Like all Hall of Famers?
No. Stan, Red, Lou.
Big Arch.
McGuire. Hey, hand me some of those chicken wings.
Travis Knight.
Rings. Well, he passed the phone, and then I was like, "Martin, where are you?"
It sounds like he was looking for rescue, like he was trapped in Buffalo Bob's basement.
We call him a gay, thrifty Klansman every hour on the hour, and one phone call from Mike Lee, and it puts you in a bad spot.
It does. It makes him very uncomfortable.
It does make me very uncomfortable because he, you know,
well, why'd you tell
obvious...
him to call in?
Yeah, call in for the next 48 days.
He's touched by the Lord, but that doesn't mean we can't have him on the show.
Well, I know, but I don't want to mock him.
We ask the man questions. He's into
chicken.
Yeah, you ask him who had bigger breasts.
That's what he's into.
Terrific stuff. This has been a wonderful Wednesday so far. Keith Kachuk, your thoughts on what he had to say, come on aboard. You can email us throughout the show. We'll talk about that. The Billikens play Carbondale tonight. You guys have a wonderful Wednesday. You'll be down at the ball game, I presume, tonight.
Well, I have to go. I have to go to
what are you doing?
Prayer service.
Be nice Wednesday. I'm going to try and be
nice
to everybody.
Let's talk about Cusumano. That guy's
scared.
Oh,
here we go. What's he scared about?
Let's patch it up.
Oh, is he scared?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Because he knows I got stuff I can say.
Like what?
I'm not going to say it right now.
I thought I had him.
Why is that, Cat?
Well, because I don't want to put Frank in. I mean, he's a respected sports guy.
Can't argue about it. It's the Morning Grind on 590 The Fan.
Moments after winning the NL Cy Young Award, Chris Carpenter shares his thoughts.